Triboelectric Backgrounds to Radio-Based UHE Neutrino Experiments, by J.A. Aguilar et al. The proposed IceCube Gen 2 (ICG2) seeks to instrument 500 square kilometers of Antarctic ice near the geographic South Pole with radio antennas, in order to observe the highest energy E greater than 1 eV neutrinos in the universe. To this end, ICG2 will use the impulsive radio frequency RF signal produced by neutrino interactions in polar ice caps. In such experiments, rare single-event candidates must be unambiguously separated from background. To date, signal identification strategies primarily reject thermal noise and anthropogenic backgrounds. Here, we consider the possibility that fake neutrino signals may also be naturally generated via the triboelectric effect. This broadly includes any process in which force applied at a boundary layer results in displacement of surface charge, generating a potential difference delta V. Wind blowing over granular surfaces such as snow can induce such a delta V, with subsequent discharge. Discharges over nanosecond timescales can then lead to RF emissions at characteristic megahertz GHz frequencies. We find that such backgrounds are evident in the several neutrino experiments considered, and are generally characterized by a threshold wind velocity which likely depends on the experimental signal trigger threshold and layout. For the experiments considered herein, this value is typically 10 meters per second, b frequency spectra generally shifted to the low end of the frequency regime to which current radio experiments are typically sensitive, 100 to 200 megahertz, c for the strongest background signals, an apparent preference for discharges from above surface structures, although the presence of more isotropic, lower amplitude triboelectric discharges cannot be excluded. This was Triboelectric Backgrounds to Radio-Based UHE Neutrino Experiments, by J.A. Aguilar et al.